Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Eagles take down the Rams. They are in the NFC title game on the back of Saquon Barkley. Two long touchdown runs yesterday afternoon. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We discussed the Ravens choking away the AFC title game. Lamar Jackson continuing to lose in the postseason. Is that fair? That it follows him around, that he can't win in these big games in the playoffs. We got into the Bills and the Chiefs, that rematch. Will the tide turn? Is it Buffalo's year? Josh Allen and the Bills continuously beat Kansas City in the regular season. They can't in the playoffs. Mahomes 3-0 head-to-head with Josh Allen. And, the Chiefs, one win closer to a three-peat. They're 7-for-7 AFC title games. They're two wins away from that three-peat, something that's never been done. And they have the refs. I know a lot of you feel this way in their back pocket. So you can jump in on all that, 617-779-7937. Keith, you brought this up going into the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry eliminated. Joe Mixon eliminated. Even Jahmyr Gibbs eliminated. So some big running backs knocked out.
Yeah.
But the best one this year, running his team to the NFC title game.
Insane.
Switch teams in the offseason. Anybody could have had him. Saquon Barkley, is he bringing the running back in the NFL?
Seems like it. Well, for him, it is. And I thought maybe you'd have more guys sort of joining him, and you don't. But I still think it's worth talking about because I feel like now the way the league is gone, people really argue about, you know, defense wins championships. People are like, well, it still does. You're like, well, not really. And then, like, people fight over defense. People fight over offense. Like, how much of a shootout do you need to be capable of to win the whole thing and all that stuff? One thing that almost everybody has unanimously agreed upon is that running backs don't have value. Everybody's like, don't draft him anymore. Don't pay him. Like, nobody really likes the running back. Well, what Saquon Barkley is doing this year for Philly has to at least give you pause on that. Do you remember the last running back to win Super Bowl MVP?
Oh, Terrell Davis?
Yes.
Was it really?
Yeah. The 97 season.
He was awesome.
He was incredible. But this is what you have. Yeah. So you have 25-plus years where it is quarterback dominant, maybe a wide receiver.
Yeah, you'll get wide receivers.
Defensive guys win it.
Cooper Kupp, right?
Cooper
Edelman.
Kupp, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Deion Branch. Yeah. You'll get.
I think Santonio Holmes maybe won it.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a random defensive player to win it here and there.
Yeah.
But not running backs.
Never running backs. I don't even think they're even considered running backs. And right now, Saquon Barkley has been their best player all year long. If the regular season MVP award wasn't such an obvious quarterback award, so like the Heisman in college, Saquon might be getting more love for that. And then he's continuing to do it now in the playoffs. It's not a debate who their best player is.
No.
Like, he is carrying this thing. So it is an ultimate throwback. This is the late 90s Denver Broncos. This is, you know, Emmitt Smith on the Dallas Cowboys. This is like a 90s running back type appeal. Now, he's also catching passes out of the backfield, which I don't think Emmitt and Davis did a whole lot of. But he's doing that and still killing you. But the guy's rushing for 200 yards. He could score any time, any play on the field. He's a threat to score.
Does he need to win? Like, does he need to win for it to really be back?
Yeah.
He can't just go to a Super Bowl
like
McCaffrey did a year ago. And that was a team that was, you know, McCaffrey's more in the passing game than just a pure runner, but that was a team that was built around a running back.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think he needs to
they got to win it to change any narratives or for teams to look at it and go, I need to go find that guy. But
can win this way.
Well, that's true.
Like, we can actually win this way.
You could have had, meaning the Patriots or anyone, you could have had Saquon. You could have had Derrick Henry. You could have had Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
All those teams were on divisional weekend. You could have had those guys.
I would have taken any of them.
And all those guys were great for their offenses this year. All those teams were run-first teams is what they were. Now, look, Lamar had a fabulous year. Jalen Hurts is a quarterback who's been to a Super Bowl before. I really like C.J. Stroud. So all those teams have good quarterbacks as well and, you know, mobile quarterbacks. But those are teams that were led by their running backs to where they got. And so you have to wonder if that narrative changes. And you have to wonder if that's a kind of piece the Patriots should look at to help the development of Drake May.
Well, I think two things this year kind of help that is obviously Saquon Barkley's season. I do think Jahmyr Gibbs' season, too, has changed a little bit how people think because he was a first-round pick and he was kind of a surprise first-round pick because there was like a 3 or 4 year stretch, right, where there was no first-round pick running back.
Yeah, probably, or at least not that high anyway.
And then they were like, all right, let's change that because now you have him.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
5 years, you can sort of maximize that. But I think I'm not trying to sit here and tell you it's the most important position in the league. I just think if you have a truly special one, they're not dime a dozen. You can't swap out Saquon Barkley with random back X and have that kind of production.
No, and so, right, you're seeing in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, this exact thing. Well, Saquon wouldn't do anything without an offensive line. Well, true. I mean, you'd be closer to Saquon with the Giants than what you got this year for sure. But
Saquon with the Giants was also really good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was awesome.
But I'm saying, but like, obviously he's taken another step with a better offensive line. But flip that in reverse, too. Not any running back does this behind this line. The Eagles lost Jason Kelce from a year ago. All-time great center.
Yep.
They lost him. And Saquon's done a million times more than DeAndre Swift did last year. So Saquon took this to the next level. And, you know, you have to wonder if that's something that can emerge. I agree with you, though. They have to win it all. I like Bijan Robinson on Twitter yesterday. He said, man, Saquon, thank you for making us running backs look amazing. Amazing, rather. The position is looking great.
Yeah.
I do think it's coming back in relevance a little bit. It's obviously a distant second to the quarterback. I don't ignore it. I like running backs.
But it makes sense, as it should, like the way the league kind of yo-yos a little bit, because if you're going to have these great passing attacks and defenses are going to play a ton of defensive backs, so now all of a sudden you have half the defenders out there are like less than 200 pounds, and then you have a guy like Saquon Barkley running the ball.
Over.
Like, yeah, you got to do it. And then if you're like, all right, we're not going to do that, well, then these teams are all going to pass on you. So it should become more and more relevant.
You wonder if it's something Drake May needs. Now, is it ahead of offensive line? No. Is it ahead of wide receiver? No. Maybe you even need an edge rusher and another corner. But it's somewhere on my list. A running back, improving Ramondre Stevenson in that running back room is somewhere on my list. We can debate where. You like weather games, Keith?
I love a good weather game. You see the breath? You know it's cold.
I was annoyed that, yes, it started so hot yesterday, and the Rams finished strongly, and Barkley had another runaway touchdown in the second
half.
Man,
the Rams really put it together at the end. I thought they were going to maybe get one in.
Oh, I thought they were going to win, and yeah. I was rooting for them hard to win that game. We're McVay guys. I wanted to throw the McVay stuff back in people's face. Also, the Eagles getting eliminated. Maybe that frees up A.J. Brown. You illustrated all this last week.
Yeah, not great for A.J. Brown.
Gets harder and harder for A.J. Brown to demand a trade when they're going to be in the Super Bowl potentially.
Uh-huh.
But the weather really impacted the offense and the scoring and the production in that game, which to me is just that's why I'm tuning in. I'm not, if you're really legitimately playing great defense, good. But if the weather is just impacting the game where nobody can run a route, that's not fun to watch.
No, but then to me, it makes it even more impressive. Like some of the catches that Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua had down the sideline,
yeah.
The level of difficulty on the throw, the running that route, the catch to stay in bounds, is pretty off the charts.
Yeah.
So yeah, if they played that game in a dome, who knows what the score would have been. But it had its moments, and it finished on such a high note.
Well,
like it was a fun game.
The thing people forget about the Snow Bowl, which was fantastic, and Wiggy was excellent in it.
That was low scoring.
Nothing happened.
Just plotting.
For 2.5 hours, nothing happened. And so you kind of forget about that. It was a great finish, and it was a great game. And it's nice stylistically to see something different and
it's
snow
like the
out
movie,
there
the
breath
Mist.
On the field.
The movie The Mist.
Oh, I haven't seen that. The video game Mist?
No, not
M-I-S-T.
With a Y. No, M-I-S-T.
Got it.
It's got one of the most unbelievable endings of all time, but it's a 2-hour slog to
it's
get
a long
there.
Walk.
Big payoff, though.
Okay.
Just like the Snow Bowl.
That's true. That was a big payoff.
The Mist?
So,
yeah, it's a rough one to get through.
It's a wild
and
end.
The end is wild.
I mean, it's good. It's a setup for the whole thing, but that is a 2-hour just journey to nowhere, and then boom.
I like the visual of the snow. I like the breath. I like a different style
yes.
game.
Yeah, they got to clear the field. Oh, we got to kick, guys. Let's get move our feet around.
At
the
some
snow.
Point, I need some first downs. I don't just want to watch a million punts.
Well,
at some point, I need some first downs.
They did play that game earlier in the year in a dome, and the exact same script happened. Saquon had 260-yard.
That's
plus
true. Saquon was a monster
was
in that game.
Saquon's weatherproof.
But Philly scored like almost 40 in that game, so it was a little different. But Saquon was a monster. 617-779-7937. You could jump in here. All of our coverage at WEEI's postseason. Is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Let's get into the Commanders. Jaden Daniels, one win away from the Super Bowl as a rookie. I thought you couldn't start rookie quarterbacks.
Don't.
I thought you needed
You'll
to ease them in. You break these guys.
Yeah. You want to break this guy?
I was told you need quarterbacks to sit for a year or two. I didn't realize you were allowed to start a rookie, and in year one, they're one win away from the Super Bowl. I didn't even know that was allowed.
That's
crazy. So what sort of lessons could the Patriots learn from the Commanders? The Patriots picked one selection after Washington this year. We'll get to it with all your phone calls next.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.